Hey, what's going on, friends? It is a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. My full show is available on patreon.com/Eric Zane, Lost Zane recordings. I drop two new episodes a week, every Monday, every Friday, taken from the radio show on 107.3 WBBL. And kind of like in the order that they came out, I dropped them on my Patreon. So I give you a little free view of it right here. If you like it, then you go to my Patreon, you sign up, and that's added to the collection of hours that you have to listen to of my material each week. So definitely something there to keep you occupied if that's your thing. If not, that's fine too. Thank you for the time and enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Thank you. The Eric Zane Show, the first ever Eric Zane live show. We are celebrating Veterans Day. So happy Veterans Day, veterans in the house and listening wherever you are listening right now. This is your day. It's kind of like this is a special vibe going on here at our very first live show at the American Legion Post 179 on Wilson in Grand Rapids, kind of like right on the border of Granville, Grand Rapids, just north of Johnson Park, if you're on the way here. If you're coming from the east, take 196, get off at M11, make a right on Wilson, boom, right after Johnson Park. It's on the left. They have a tank out front. Julius is here. Julius, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. More than 10 people showed up, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It already blew away your expectation.
When I pulled up in the parking lot, I was like, I was right. There's only 10 people here.
Yeah. Well, you would actually revel in that, apparently.
Yeah.
That would be joyful for you. See what, how that is? That's a regular. Everyone's like shaking their heads. Like, what is his problem? But, we've got a bunch of people here. Thank you so much for coming out and getting this started for us. On what will be in a very eventful day here at the American Legion Post 179. And you can come in whenever you want, man. Just come in the door. It's a free show.
You can leave whenever you want.
You can leave whenever you want to. That's two negative strikes against me. Thank you very much. And also, we've got coffee. We got donuts from Marge's. Cannot lose with that. Cash Bar starts at 7. The more you drink, the funnier and better looking we are. And there's also what is going on behind us, or I should say behind the audience as we get started here, is a guy named Kurt Lester, who is setting, he's part of the West Michigan Military Roundtable, and it's a uniform and history display going on. And what he's doing there is setting up, like, some amazing things. Now, you're a history major or minor.
Right.
So I don't know if any of that appeals to you. There's a lot of really cool things about different eras of military conflict and what they wore out when they were doing their thing, fighting for freedom.
I thought those were people at first.
Dressed up in military.
I was in a hurry, so I was like...
Now, a lot of people thought that you were, late, but that isn't the case at all. You had been at the radio station since what?
Like a little bit before 5.
Right.
So I was there doing some stuff, and then I was waiting for Matt. I didn't want to leave. That would be...
Well, yeah. I mean,
no one's running the board.
No, that was smart of you. Matt Hahn is, of course, running. He's like where I sit right now at the radio station, running the board and taking care of a lot of the technical stuff, while Jessica is doing what she has been doing, and that's setting up the podcast. A lot of people have asked about Jessica. It's like, who is she? Who is in there? Because they weren't there when we introduced her as filling in for Doan when Tyler left suddenly. And I was looking at the subreddit, the Eric Zane subreddit, and, it's like, who's Jessica? Oh, she's been there for a couple of weeks. Tyler left, and she's filling in. It took 5 comments before somebody asked, is she hot?
Of course.
And I'm like, I was surprised.
Surprised it took that long?
That it took that long.
It was only 3. When I checked it was 3 comments.
So, yeah, thanks, guys. That's great. I'm sure she feels very welcome with that. Yesterday, my dad arrived in town with my stepmother, Joanne, so my 82-year-old father, my stepmother, and Charity Scam Mike, who is my stepsister's husband. Love him like a brother. He essentially is a brother, one of the funniest people I've ever met. This guy's storytelling is amazing. The problem with him is every time I have had him on the air, like when you have somebody who's interesting or funny, you think you'd be good on the air?
Yeah.
And
not so much.
As soon as he gets on the air, he clams up, and I'm like, oh, God, he's just uncomfortable. It's not
so. He's not going to make an appearance on air.
He'll be here, but I don't want to pressure him. I just want him to enjoy the
Where's
morning.
Your dad?
He'll be here. He comes.
Still sleeping?
It's a grand entrance.
Oh. Okay.
So he'll be here when the time is right. So probably 1 minute before we go on the air with Dear Meathead, he'll be here. And man, is he nervous.
What?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he doesn't. The whole specter about being in front of people. And he comes pulling up yesterday, and he's like, so how's this going to go, guy? I go, what do you mean? Well, tell me, like, the schedule. I go, there isn't one. We just have a time that you're going to be there, and then you just show up.
We're lucky if we stay on time.
And we won't at all. I can promise you that. And hopelessly late. Thank you, Pellerito. Who is here wearing a shirt, by the way, with my dad on the shirt.
He'll love that.
It says, hey, Meathead. Pellerito, of course, got an extra, extra small so we can see his huge guns. He's ripped beyond belief. And
is that ripped?
And he's got my dad right on the front. What does it say at the bottom, Mike? The embellished guru. Side note, we're out to eat last night, and we're having a conversation with my dad.
And where'd you guys go?
I'll tell you that in a second, too. That's part of the story.
Okay.
He used the word embellish. And then as soon as he used it, he caught himself and he goes, hey, ding! I used it! And I'm like, uh-oh, he's tipped off. He knows now that every time he says embellish. And then,
well, he goes back and listens to himself, right?
Well, I didn't realize that he, well,
he told us he did.
What no. What actually happens is Joanne, my stepsister, listens in the other room while he's on the phone. And so she noticed that every time he would say, embellish, ding. And so, right away, this was brought up. And then after he said it, Joanne goes, he said it 5 times last week. 5 times. So now I'm wondering, I go, Dad, don't ever stop. Just if it feels comfortable to use it, use it. Because now
it's not going to be natural.
It's though. Yeah, that's the thing.
Saying it.
That's the thing. And I had a feeling we would only be able to get so far with that. But, so he's definitely tipped off. We, by the way, want to say hello to actually two people came from like other states. First of all, Chris came in from Illinois, correct, Chris? That's Chris there. And this is Kenny from Nashville. Now,
damn,
you may notice that there's a distinct similarity about, in fact, could you both stand up and kind of look around the room? It's like, stand up, Kenny. It's like they're they're both are completely bald, and they both have chin facial hair. So I actually, thank you guys, I actually pulled up and I saw a Chris from Illinois, and I go, hey, Kenny! And he goes, no, it's Chris.
I thought the same thing.
And I'm like, what? What is going on? So, and then Chris actually gave me his story. He found this show online or the old show online? He found the old show on iHeart or whatever, and he... Then when the ass hit the fan, he found our show,
cool.
Boom. So he is he's never really listened to anything on terrestrial radio. He just found out about it via the internet. So that's very cool. It drove all the way here from Illinois, staying in a hotel nearby. And then Kenny, the same thing. Dude's from Nashville, Tennessee.
I still think he's crazy, but what are you gonna do?
Drove all the way here. He was bleary eyed, shooting Twitter videos of him driving,
which made me worried because he was tweeting at the same time.
A little. He had some interesting photographs of things he saw while on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was in a traffic jam in Indianapolis, which he posted a video of himself at one point saying, hey, guess what, everybody? I just made myself laugh. And you're like, what? And he goes, I tell you, it just cracked me up. I read the sign for Indianapolis, and I said out loud, Indianapolis, because that's what I thought it said. and he was having so much fun with himself that he may have had more fun on the ride up
than he's gonna have
than he's actually going to have while he's here. But Kenny made
Indianapolis. That's some good education.
Yes. So Kenny is here. He made signs. A lot of people made signs. A lot of the usual suspects, Andrea, Pellerito, on and on. These people are just fantastic. Thank you to all of you. I know I'm forgetting somebody already. Bill Simonson, one of the biggest supporters of the show, and we are to his, was tweeting at about, I wrote it down, 4:43.
Oh, I saw it.
The
man does not sleep.
I tweeted out a picture of what my stepsister's husband, Mike, Charity Scam Mike. I'll just call him my brother or Charity Scam Mike for ease. He shows up to my house yesterday with my dad, and he's got an 18-pack of beer, a Bud Light. And then it didn't dawn on me until this morning when I woke up. But, well, he had like two or three beers and a shot at dinner. And then, so that was at the restaurant. And then the house, there was 11 dead soldiers. That's a bad term on Veterans Day. I apologize. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I meant cans of Bud Light. There's 11 cans of Bud Light, for God's sake, out there in front of us. And so I'm like, oh boy, he's prepared, ready to go for the live show. I tweeted that out. Bill retweeted it at 4:43.
He retweeted a Bud Light?
What I had tweeted out. So I don't know when he sleeps.
I don't think he does.
He's an alien. You know, he said on the air that he voted for Trump, and I think there are a lot of similarities between Bill and Trump, and one of them is
hot takes at 3 a.m.
Yes, retweets at 3 or 4 in the morning. I have no idea when the guy sleeps. He'll be joining us late. In fact, the last thing we'll do here, Bill Simonson from The Huge Show will be here. So last night, I have six of us.
You never told us where you went.
I'm going to tell you right. You see how that is? I got it written down. I've told you. I know what I'm doing.
Is it Chili's?
I'm going to tell you. Quit trying to look at my notes.
Applebee's.
We walk into the Bob. Now, you remember we helped decorate the Bob. Marcus, you know, we did that deal. We helped decorate, and they gave us gift cards. They gave us 20 to help decorate it, and then when we were there at the party, they gave us like a $50 gift certificate. So I got like $70. I go, this is great, man. I've got six of you. We'll head up to Bob Marino's, and it'll probably cost me $25. Mm. Awesome. Win-win.
So your brother-in-law started drinking.
True. So it would have affected it either way. But we walk in, and on the first floor of the Bob, now it's me, my wife, Madison, Mike, and my dad and Joanne. And we walk in, and you just walk right in the front. And Diana goes, ooh, this is that steakhouse. And it's Judson's.
Yeah.
And so now we've eaten there once before, and I remember it was amazing. But I also remember, I mean, the price point's a lot higher. I mean, a lot higher at Judson's than it is, well, most places. It's not quite Ruth Chris.
No, that's expensive.
But it's in the ballpark. It's definitely not like what I was intending.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, that's a nice place. And I'm like,
hey, Bob Marino's is up this way.
Yeah, I go, well, come on, up the steps. And she goes, ooh, no way. Mm-mm-mm. They serve a mean Delmonico steak. It's just got Diana's name on it.
All right, you eat there. We're going to go upstairs.
And I'm like, I go, yeah, of course.
Like, have Tyler Bertuzzi buy it for you.
So then I'm realizing that the $70 that I have in gift cards is probably going to cover one of us. So we sit down, and this waiter has been there forever. He's kind of like a fixture in the place. His name is Tim, and he's awesome. And so, you know, they do an excellent job of explaining things there. It's just a really great restaurant, if that's what you want. But I'm like, oh, boy. And then so I go, well, let's get some appetizers. And now, because Donnie goes, oh, yes, my gosh, those scallops, they have bacon, and they're just amazing. It's just the best. I go, yeah. I go,
yeah, how about the garden salad? So,
I'm like, well, okay, yeah. So, Tim, how many scallops? I'm trying to figure out how many we need. And how many of the appetizers? Because this isn't like, you know, Applebee's half off apps day. And I'm looking, and the scallops are like $16. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's probably four. I just won't eat one. And then, well, maybe I'll have to get two. And then I go to Tim. I go, how many of the scallops you get? And he goes, per appetizer, you get two scallops.
Oh, good. So I'm like, you can cut them in fourths.
I'm like, all right, everyone, and he goes, but they're big. They're big. I go, all right.
What's a big scallop?
It was big.
It's about the size of a quarter?
And I would say that, and we did cut them in half, but my wife and I were the only ones who ate them. And then we had so where are the two apps? And we're like, okay, great. And then everybody goes around, orders their food, and it was, it was about, the gift cards covered me, and that's kind of how it went. But that wasn't, the night didn't end there. It was just getting started. That wasn't the end of the world. It was fine, and it was great. We enjoyed it. But then, so that's on the first floor, and then all of a sudden we start seeing police lights, blue and red, and, it's kind of gets your attention. It's moving around the room. Mm-hmm. You can tell there's something going on. You look out on Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden we're hearing, hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh, yeah. There's an anti-Trump rally going on. There's
like dinner and a show, right?
It's, I go, President-elect's Trump's big night out. By the way, are there any people who are still in the military who are here right now? I know that they will be later on.
Oh, wow, that fell on its face.
It sure did. I wish I hadn't asked it. Anyway, so there's tons of activity. College, it was all college kids. It was a handful that weren't, but they were walking down the street marching and losing their minds for President-elect Trump.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Which later on, we have to talk about the change.org petition that is going around. These things are always, it kind of gives people a chance to vent, but they go, no. Hell, I had a change.org position with petition after I got fired. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, God. You know what they do?
They crumple it up.
They make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
On those days after I got fired, when I'm sitting there at home going, I'm going to go to change.org. I'm sitting there looking at my petition, and everybody's comments, oh, this is the greatest day. Everybody loves me. And it was. It did help me. So I don't know if Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, is looking at it going, oh, God. But
I think she's a little bit more steady-minded than you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's the type of love we're going to get throughout the show from Julius, no doubt.
That's about it. Yeah.
We will play Name That Movie Character a little later on. Did you make your list?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I forgot to print it out.
We have some guests we've got to get to and a whole lot more. Of course, Dear Meathead in the 8 o'clock hour. And my God, where to begin? I shot a video of those protesters when we were out because we ended up, Mike and Madison and I went out and were videotaping them. And these people were so incensed that it didn't take a lot before they realized that we weren't really like in lockstep with them as they were protesting. Again, I probably voted for the same person as them, but like I committed to and told you on the air, that the second that Trump's elected, I mean, I kicked Clinton's ass out. I mean, this is the president now, and regardless of all the nonsense that happened, I'm going to support my president. I at least will say that. And I hope a lot of people do that, too. I mean,
Eric likes those claps. He's really happy right now.
Shut up! God, can't you just shut up?
Keep clapping.
Well, you agreed with that mm-hmm. it's okay, you know, it's over. There is nothing more to be done because, you know, he won the
right.
he won the damn electoral vote election, and that's it. So there's nothing more that can be done. Why sit there and dwell on the nonsense? But these people are pissed. So they're walking around screaming. They got signs. And we're up there right. We're looking down at them as you walk out of the Bob. And if you're anything but straight-faced with a fist in the air going, yeah!
You're an outsider.
They're going to know that you're laughing at them. So I'm videotaping with the smile on my face. And this guy walks by when I went, yeah! And he knew I was being facetious and snarky. And you see this middle finger go walking right by my camera. And then that's all we needed. A couple of juvenile delinquents, Mike and I. That's all we needed at this point to realize that though it's, you know, they're entitled to that, let's screw with them. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. So on the video, you can see it at facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. You then hear Mike when they're going, hey, hey. Okay, they were saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Except that's creative.
Every time they said got to go, you hear Mike, got to stay, got to stay. And he also did not vote for Trump. We're just doing it just to make them mad. And they didn't like it at all, but what are they going to do? You know, there was a lot of, it was very peaceful. They did their thing, you know, block traffic.
2,000 people.
Yeah, and when I parked the car across the street from the Bob, I could hear roars, and that's because some hippie was yelling into a bullhorn, and they were all going, yeah! So that was it. Now, I don't know if anything more will come of it, but it was a big story. A lot of people were talking about the big anti-Trump rally. But it's kind of weird, you know, to have a rally about something that there is literally nothing you can do about it.
Right.
100%.
People rally for stuff you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
It's not.
But I don't, you know.
It's more of venting, I think, that it is.
And I think people accept that. I think that's okay for a bit. And then it's like, all right, let's wrap it up here. Let's put the end of that. In the very next segment, you remember yesterday we talked about the dude from Caledonia Township who, like 5 days before the election, he started a jail sentence for his third DUI, drunk driving offense. Well, he was elected. He won. He won the election, which had a lot of people going, huh. In fact, that brought up Julius asking, what's going on in Caledonia?
Well, I just don't know what Caledonia is like. Anyone from Caledonia?
Okay, now, first of all, Caledonia is not that far from where we live.
I just have no reason to go there.
And Julius doesn't know anything about it, but it's definitely, I don't know, you have a homey, is that what, homey, home farmy feel to it, I guess, you know? That's a good, yeah, that's how it is. So we talked about
Marcus
that.
Marcus lives there?
Marcus is in the ballpark, right?
You live out there.
Okay. Well, that explains it. Yeah, by the way, Marcus got here early. Marcus and Dave Grant helped set up all this stuff and has us sounding great on the air as Dave Grant on cue walks in. Mom, man, Dave Grant. Happy with the big Trump victory. So there you go.
Movember.
Yes. Marcus, now, Marcus, are you not shaving for Movember, or is that just I'm lazy, Marcus? Mark, okay, well, you got to keep it now. You're third into the month, and so is Dave Grant, our chief engineer. In the next segment, we'll get into Todd Greenwich, who might be listening from the Kent County Jail. I don't know. But, Todd, we're talking about you next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
West Michigan.
Michigan. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Facebook.com/Eric Zane Fan Page. Twitter at Eric Zane Show.
First Eric Zane live show, boy, off and running at the American Legion Post 179, the Fonger Post, and thanks to them for hosting on Veterans Day. My gosh, what a terrific setting. They've got stuff planned here all day. Yes, Blackhawk helicopter landing at 8. I need to know exactly where that's landing. I think it's very close to where we are right now, so that will be incredible. It's got to be right by us, so we'll be able to see it and hear it. Everyone's like, yes, here we go. Cash bar at starting at 7 a.m. They've got an ATM, folks, in the club room, because we're actually using the line to get the show on the air right now, so you can't use your swiper. But either way, you'll be able to get your booze at, coming up at 7 a.m. We've got some signs here. Pellerita, what do you got? We got a couple, more than one. One says, look, Julius made it. Holy crap. I got a, hey, meet it sign. Thank you, veterans. Show contributor sign. Get ready. Here's Julius's wiener. It's a picture of his dog.
It's actually my dog's birthday today.
It is.
It is.
It's Jester's birthday.
He's 8 years old.
Let's see. Kenny wrote, hey, Eric, have you checked out Otherwise yet? His band that he's in love with. He says, I drove in from Nashville to find out. Nashville misses you, Zane. Eric Zane is my Donald Trump, says Jeremy from Saranac. And it's me with a Trump haircut. That's actually a little bit scary. And, yeah.
You haven't had color in your hair like that.
I know it. Yeah. I've got one that says, who is that guy again? Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
It says, I could use a little more embellishment. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, yeah. Now, we mentioned in the last segment about the dude from Caledonia Township who ran for village president. Yeah, you know, you got a closely knit community when the big elected official is known as village president. And this dude,
right next to the village idiot.
Yes. He might be both, because this dope refuses to drive sober, it appears. I think he's uncomfortable if he's actually not drunk, because Todd Greenwich just got thrown in the jail for a 60-day jail sentence for his third drunk driving conviction. He pled, and so that's it. He was more than twice the legal limit when cops found him asleep behind the wheel somewhere at God knows what hour. So you have a habitual problem. You would have to say that that's a habitual offender,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, three in a row, yeah.
It's a miracle that Greenwich has not killed himself or somebody to this point.
There's not enough people in Caledonia.
So I don't know how it happened, but the people there were like, yeah, Todd's great. I see him at Euchre all the time. I'm voting for him. And they voted him, and he won. He's sitting there in the clink looking at the returns going, sweet, sweet, which is remarkable. Now, just prior to the election, some other Caledonia bigwig, if there is such a thing, said, step down or I will expose you. And he goes, I don't care. Expose me.
Huh?
Well, they did. And he still won. So how? Can you explain to me how this is happening, first of all?
He's a man of the people, right? It's a weekend activity.
Now,
won by a pretty decent margin, too.
Yeah. Now, at first I thought there was only like one guy running.
No, there was another one.
But for whatever reason, apparently Todd knows his stuff. And they said, we don't care that he's drunk all the time driving around the community. Let's vote him into office. Now the people who want him out have decided, okay, we need to call out the heavy artillery to get this guy out of the job. Governor Snyder. So now here's the thing. When this guy went...
I'm going to poison his beer.
When this guy was in front of the judge asking for leniency or whatever, somehow he had a letter from a former lieutenant governor
of this state saying, oh, yeah, this guy, I know he's been drunk, caught driving drunk three times, but this is a good, this guy is a winner. And so despite that, 60 days, he goes to work every day.
Make Caledonia great again.
And then he comes back home and his home is the jail. And he spends his evenings in the jail, probably watching everybody make fun of him right now and things like that. And then so for the next 60 days, that's what he's doing. So they're trying to get the governor to say, and it's a rare thing, never happens, but the governor does have the power
step in
by law to step in and say, you're out.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Come on. So I guess my question is, and by the way, his attorney says he is fit to lead. This is
the guy.
He needs to be in there. I wonder how many people who voted for him knew, first of all, what they were getting into when they voted for him. Or if the word had trickled down that, Todd's in the pokey again. So do you think he should, I guess what I'm asking now is, do you think he should be allowed to be the village president? Because I don't.
What if they re-vote?
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
I don't know if that's legal, but I guess my question is, I don't think it's a good idea for him, because they keep saying he's a great guy, he's awesome. And it's like, well, no. Okay, maybe, but do you want...
He's showing a repeated lack of...
As in a leadership position, typically you don't want the guy who can't stay sober when he's driving. That's a very serious thing.
Yes.
Right? And to me, that's a terrible precedent to set. Because you know how often you hear about community leaders are always talking about influencing young people and doing the right thing and being, you know, I mean, there's some conduct that's involved in order to hold that position. Do you think that's fair?
It's fair. What if he's a good leader, though? What if he really is?
I think he is. I think people do like him, and I think he's good at his job. That's why he won.
Just leads him to drink.
So
hey, that's what I do, except I don't drive.
He's bombed. He's liable to barf on you at the drop of a hat. He's often in jail for extended time, and he could end up smashing into somebody. His attorney says, oh, he has learned his lesson. And I was like, well, screw you. This is the third time you've gotten popped for this. There is no way.
I'm surprised he's only spending 60 days in jail. I thought it was more for the third.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was a plea deal. So I guess that was the judge had accepted it, and they said, okay, that's it, 60 days. Which is kind of, and this is a felony, by the way. It was a felony charge
right.
on him. So, show of hands, should Todd Greenwich be in jail? Vote yes now. Should Todd Greenwich be the village president? Hands, show of hands. No, not a one. One, two, three people say he should be the village president.
I say revote. If Caledonia still thinks he's okay, then
yeah, why yep, not? Yep, yep. In the very next segment, we've got to get into the. Armada of gifts that came our way from Kenny in Nashville. He brought those along for us. Can't wait to see it. He said it must be opened up on the air. And we need to talk about, we reference it a little bit later, the change.org petition that is out there for Secretary Clinton. We'll do all that stuff as we broadcast live from the American Legion Post 179 on Wilson and Granville. Or Grand Rapids, I should say. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, what should you tell them?
Very half-hearted.
You got to do it right. Okay, if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them. Kind of fell apart at the end there, but still not bad. All right, Han, we'll be back right after this.
That's it. The Lost Zane Recordings free view. The full show is on my Patreon. Part of the 15-plus hours of content every week, the Lost Zane Recordings, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, the Daily Patreon Bonus, and of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon Podcast, all there on my Patreon for just $5 or $10 a month. patreon.com/EricZane. Thanks so much for the time, folks. Bye-bye.